Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We're on Yud Zayin. We're at the Gemara, which is on the sixth line of Amud Aleph. My time is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Ose Shogeg Kemezid B'Tmura, but there's no Shogeg Kemezid by a Kachem? What does that even mean? So, Amar Kra, it says, Yiyeh Kodesh, that a Tmura, Yiyeh Kodesh, shall be holy. L'Rabos, Shogeg Kemezid. Okay. Hechidami Shogeg Kemezid. What does it even mean? Amar Chizkiah, Kisavur Shehu Mutter Lahamer. You thought it was mutter to do tmura. You didn't go to Daf Yomi for tmura. It was too hard. You took a break for that. You didn't know you're not allowed to do tmura. Gabe tmura, lucky. You get malchus for that. Gabe kachim, gabe kachi, low lucky. When it comes to kachim, you don't get malchus. Says Rashi, delo matzinu malchus el mezid v'hasra. You can only get malchus with mezid and hasra. Tmura is an exception. Says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Shogeg is like amazing. That's one answer, like four or five answers. Lishnachwina, Gabi Tmura Kaddish. About Gabi Kachim Lo Kaddish, I can skip that. Rish Lakish of Yochanan Amri, Kisavr Lomar, Tmuras Ola, V'Amar Tmuras Shlomim. He wanted to say Tmuras Ola, but what came out of his mouth is Tmuras Shlomim. Gabi Tmuras Shlomim Kaddish. That works. Gabi Kachim Lo Kaddish. By Kachim, that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Because the Grizz explains, because your lave and your peh are not in sync. You thought one thing, you said something else. Why did you say something else? You weren't paying attention. But that's not what you intended. By Kodesh, it doesn't work. It's a mistake. It doesn't work. Right? I want to mock the table, not the chair. I accidentally said the word chair. That doesn't change anything. By Kodesh, it doesn't work. By tomorrow, it works. Lashon Acher. Kasavra Lomar Shachur, similar answer. You wanted to say black, the black one. Vamalavi, you said the white one. Gabe Tmura, lucky. Gabe Kachim, low lucky. By Tmura, that works. By Kachim, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. But Omer, the guy said like this. Teitei zu, fitikane zu. I don't want animal A to be the carbon. I want only animal B. Now, there's no such thing. Gabe Kachim, by Kachim. So there's no such thing by kachim. What does that mean by kachim? No such thing. I donate an animal. So gabe kachim, shenolad behem mum. When a mum happens, necholin, below pidyon, and you ate it without redeeming it, lo lucky. You don't get malchus for that. Okay, you should have redeemed it. But at the end of the day, you're allowed to eat it anyway. It was a carbon. It got a mum. Now it's not going to be a carbon anymore. So what do you do with it? You're supposed to redeem it, then you can eat it. So you didn't redeem it. And you ate it. So you get malchus for that? Says the Gemara, no. Gabi Tmura, lucky. When it comes to Tmura, you get malchus for that. So says, look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi. V'osa shel hektish tamimahi, a hektish animal that has no mum, tamim, v'lon afka l'chulim, it doesn't go to chulim, ela tosefes zu b'kedush asa, v'hi Tmura. In other words, if you have an animal A, which is a good animal, you make tmura on animal B. What happens to animal A? Nothing. Right? Nothing happens. It's still an animal A, it's still kachim. You wanted to transfer the kedusha to animal B. What happens to animal A? Nothing. Here, the guy said, no, I want the kedusha to leave A and go on to B. There's no such thing. So, v'hu savar, shetetzik l'chulin kibalmum. He thinks that tmura is like a balmum. That I could, the Kedusha will leave, and it will go to another animal. That's what he thinks. V'lo lahamir niskaven. He had no intention to do Tumura. Afilu hachi, lucky. He gets malchus anyway. V'gavi kachim nami dumi dahai. There's a similar idea in kachim. Similar idea, which is, shahayu yodea shah kachim asurin luzarim. You know that kachim, I'm not like kachim. Avo savor hu, dehecha denafal behemum. But if a mum happens, ne'echolim below pidyon. I can eat it without a pidyon. That's what he thought. He was wrong. That's what he thought. V'hainu dum yedahai, sh'yodesha tumura asura. He knew tumura is asur. Avo baha, avo b'chiyai gavna, suffered the mutter. But he thought it's mutter. In this particular case, where you wanted the kedusha to leave the first animal. Okay? So it's another example of, by tumura you get malchus, by kachim you don't. Why don't you get malchus by kachim? Because it was an honest mistake. He, right. he, By Tmura, even though it's an honest mistake, you still get Malkus. That's what he means when he said Shogig Kimeshit. It's a Shogig. You thought that if the Kedusha leaves animal A, goes on to only animal B, animal A is Chulin? No. Okay. Next. Rav Sheshes Omer. Rav Sheshes, this is the last answer. But Omer, Ekonesh Labayizeh, I'm going to walk into this house. The Akdish, the Omer Midaiti, I'm going to go into the house. I'm going to be Makdish an animal. Then I'm going to do Tamura, Midaiti, from my Das. V'nichnas, v'homer, v'hetish, shalom midaito. And then he did it without thinking what he was doing. What does that really mean? So Rashi says, gabi tmura lucky, gabi kachim lo lucky. So Rashi says, shabal machshavos hu. The guy's a little crazy. He's a bal machshavos. He's thinking, but he's a lot of thoughts. V'lo yo yodeh ma omer. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's saying. So, but tmura kachi, by tmura it works, you get malchus. V'lucky, the gully kra, shogig kemezid. So the Torah says, shogig is amazing. That's exactly what he means. All the same thing, really. All the answers are the same answer. Right? Okay. Okay.
I only one opinion that the shogig is not kemezid. Only Rabbi Yossi, everyone else argues that, or what? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says shogig is kemezid. Does that mean everyone else doesn't hold that? Or everyone?
Sounds like everyone doesn't hold that. It's a very funny shita. Yeah. The grid has the tzarachim. How could this work? How can you get Malkus for this? What's going on here? All these kids, how can you get Malkus? There's no das at he calls it the Kiyam HaTanai, and there's no das at the Shas HaTanai. There's no das. No Mason here. Why you get Malkus for the non-Mason? Where did that ever come from? Okay. Next. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Klayim Patrefa. All those things, so we said like this. Amar Shmuel, lo kedoshin bitmura, which means you have a regular animal and you want to make tmura on a klayim animal, it doesn't work. There's no tmura, nothing happened. And also, velo makdishin, lasos tmura. You can't be makdish an animal with klayim. And then you want to go make tmura with that animal. You can't do that. So isn't it, aren't we saying the same thing twice?
Twice.
Right? It's saying the same thing twice. If you can't, so it says, as Shmuel says, lo kedoshin b'tura, v'lo makdishin lasos tmura. Tanya, amar meir, u'me'achash ein kochin. If you can't make tmura on the animal, then heichen makdishin. How could you think you can make the first animal client? How could that be? Right? It's logical. If I have a good animal, I want to make tmura on a klayim, I can't do that. So how can I make a kachim on klayim? How can I do that? Tmura is much more, you can make tmura on balmums. And if you can't make tmura on a klayim or an androgynous, how could you make a carbon on those? So I'd have to say it twice. So, Ella, iatamotzi, Ella, listen to this. B'maktish behema, you will maktish an animal, and one of the five is a trefa. So you will maktish an animal. V'yacha kach nitrefa, then it became a trefa. How'd that happen? Yeah, the lung got punctured. It could happen. It happens. So, Bamikdash, Achak Nitrifa, Bamikdash, 1 second. Ela Bamakdash Behema Achakach Nitrifa, Bamikdash, I'm sorry, Makdash Vlad, you will Makdash the baby, and then, Vyotza Derech Dauphin, and it came out Caesarean. That can't be a carbon. So, this is a funny thing. It was a carbon, and it became not a carbon. Aval klayim v'tumtum androgynous, but the other three, iatamotzi ela bevlade kachim. It can only happen with vlade kachim. Why? How else can you makdish an androgynous? How can you do that? There's no way. It doesn't work. So Rashi says, shekadcha iman, kodim shenetz abra, you can't be makdish an androgynous even if it's in the womb either. No, you will makdish the mother before it was even pregnant. That's what you did. You will makdish the mother before it was even pregnant. Right? You see what's going on here? We have to question. If you can't make a tamura animal into klayim, if you can't make a klayim animal into tamura, right? Meaning I have a good carbon, I want to transfer the kedusha onto that androgynous, onto that klayim animal. It doesn't work. So how would I have a havamina that I could be makdish that klayim animal l'chakhila? There's no way. Yet, you have to say both statements. You can't make tamura and you can't make it into a kachim. It's obvious. No, the case is like this. You were makdish a mother, a female animal. No, it wasn't pregnant. Then it got pregnant. And inside, the baby's an androgynous. Okay? You hear this? Shemakdisha iman kadosh etzabra. The hashta mimela hain kedoshim. Now, what's going to happen to the baby? The baby's going to become hektish. To ober yerach imahu. Because the baby's no different than the heart and lungs of the mother. And that's the animal that I have to tell me you can't make tamura. I would have thought maybe you can, right? And according to Behuda, Vlad can make tamura, not this one. Okay. Amar of Papa, my timer, the Rebbe Elazar. No, Elazar. Should be Elazar. Yeah. That these five are different. They can't make tamura and they can't become kachim either. Kibehema Temeya. It's no different than a trefa behema. Ma behema Temeya, lo karva. You can't bring a zebra as a carbon. It's not a kosher animal. Velo nachta lo kedusha saguf. And kedusha saguf will not fall on that zebra. Won't happen. Av hanach, these two also. All these five also. Lo karva. They can't be makriv. Velo nachta lo kedusha saguf. And kedusha saguf will not fall on them. Impossible. Amalir papa larava. Thare balmum. What about a balmum? The lo karev, you can't bring a balmum either. V'nachtele kedusha saguf. Yet kedusha saguf falls on a balmum. Still becomes kedusha saguf. You just can't bring it as a carbon.
Only if you become kedusha mum after you makdish it. You can't designate off the ground if you makdish a balmum.
Not true.
It becomes dhamma.
So that's kedusha saguf. It's worth something.
Dhamma is not guf.
What?
Dhamma is not
guf. So maybe it's that case. No. He's talking about make a tamura. If you make a tamura on a balmum, that works. And a kedusha taguf. So why is balmum different than a trefa?
Because you can have hektish, that's a balmum. You can't make it on a balmum.
So we're going to give a similar answer. So amalei, balmum kar b'mina. 1 minute. Other balmums can be brought. Not other balmums. Other behemos that are tamim can be brought. The category of animal, a sheep. So sheep got a mum. It can't bring that sheep. Bring the other sheep.
Right.
That's not a good answer,
no,
right?
It means that the category exists.
Correct. Ihachi trefanami hakarva bina. So the animal that sheep has a trefa. So that sheep you can't bring. The other sheep you can bring. What kind of answer is that? Ela marava ki behemet tameya. No, it's like a non-kosher animal. Ma behemet tameya pasul aguf. Behemet tameya, the guf is pasul. No part of it. Af kal psul aguf lafuki balmum de psul chesaron ninu. A balmum is called a chesaron. It's not a pasul aguf. It's a fine sheep. Okay, it has a balmum. It's called a chesaron. Right? So 1 second. That could apply to many mums. How Rashi says pasul aguf v'chal hani pasul aguf hein below chesaron. That you could have a pasul aguf without a chesaron. For example, kigon nikiv krum shel moach. The nikva keva, there's a hole in the brain or a hole somewhere, so it's a pasul aguf, even though nothing's lacking, you know, there's a hole, but nothing's lacking. But a balmum is considered a chesaron. So only about the barav l'rava v'haseru v'kalot, these are mums that you have to be born with. The limbs are not the same size. You can only be born with a mum like that. You can't get that later in life. So it's born like that. Ksiba parsha, v'hani psule guf ninu. Those are pasul aguf. Something wrong with it. Animals born like that. Some pasul aguf. Ella, that's not the right distinction. Amar Rava, ki behema tameya. Ma behema tameya, deleka b'mina. A non-kosher animal. There is no kosher elephant in the world. There's no such thing. Every non-kosher animal is not kosher. There's no such exception. Af kol deleka b'mina, lafuki balmum, to'ika b'mina. A balmum is different. There are animals like that are kosher. That one's not because it has a balmum. But there are others that are kosher. Maya Marta, trefa? What about a trefa? Ikka b'mina? Same thing with a trefa. That sheep you can't eat. The other sheep you can eat. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Lo dam yid de balmum. You can't compare a balmum to a trefa. Why? Because behema tameya asur b'achila. There's no non-kosher animal in the world that you could ever eat. No such thing. Trefa surba achila. There's no trefa in the world you're allowed to eat. Kosher animals. Trefa. not allowed to eat any of them. None of them. Lafuki balmum de mutter b'achila. But a mum you can let eat. You can eat a balmum l'chadchila. Make a nice bracha on it. No problem. So you can't compare balmum to a treifa. Yes, but it's a different category. It's a different category. Because the difference is, a balmum you're allowed to eat, just can't bring a carbon. A treifa no one's allowed to eat. So that's the difference between a treifa and a balmum. Says Rabbi Elazar, a treifa you can't bring as a carbon. Why not? No one can eat it. It's not in the. It's like a treifa animal. It's like mamash, like a non-kosher animal. A balmum? Yeah, you can't bring it as a carbon, but it's not one of these five that the kedusha is a chal. Of course, the kedusha is chal.
Most of the time, you don't find the treifa later on anyway.
I understand, but let's say you did.
You knew in advance. Yeah, you knew.
Well, no, that's exactly what his point is. It's much deeper than a balmum. It's a whole different category. It's a whole different category of animal. You know why? Nobody can eat it. It's like a dog. Nobody can eat a dog. It's a whole different category of animal. A balmum? Yeah, you can't bring it as a carbon. Why? The much higher standards. Can you eat it? Of course you can eat it. So that's why tamura will not work on a treifa. Why want to work on a treifa? No one can eat it. It's not even shayach. It doesn't belong. It's like a non-kosher animal. A tamura is going to work on a hippopotamus? No such thing. No, it doesn't work on a treifa animal either. What's really different than a treifa and a balmum? It's a whole different thing. Nobody can eat it. And a balmum, you can eat. So therefore, truma will be chal on a balmum. And then the other four, the same thing. Klayim, and tumtum, and drugginess, yotzadofen, they're all the same thing. An animal, the yotzadofen, is like a treifa. It's a funny thing to say.
But you take an oiler, for example, you can eat that anyway.
No, but the animal's edible.
You're saying, you can't take an oiler, you're putting the whole thing on that you can't eat it.
Right.
What about taking an animal we don't eat?
That's just the carbon, we don't eat the carbon. But the animal we can eat, no, it's not the same thing. Okay. What are we up to?
Amar Shmuel.
Amar Shmuel. Hamakdash is a treifa. What if somebody was makdash a treifa? What if somebody did that? He donated a treifa. If you didn't get anything till now you can come back. Because now you'll get it. Somebody donated a treifa to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to bring a carbon. Now what do you do with it? What do you do with it? You can't bring it as a carbon. Nobody could eat it. You can't bring it as a carbon. It's ineligible. Do you have to redeem it?
Why? Because you gave it?
Because you gave it, exactly. Now, if you redeem it, what are you going to do with that animal after you redeem it?
Give it to the dog.
Give it to the dog. So do you redeem kudshim to give to the dog?
No.
We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't do that. Why don't we do that? It's a bizayon to redeem kudshim just to feed it to a dog. It's a bizayon. So Amar Shmuel, Hamatish the Treifa, Tricha Mum Kavua, lift those olav. You have to wait for it to get a mum, even though it's a treifa. You have to wait for it to get a mum so you can redeem it. Shma mina, poda as a kachim lachir laklavim. So we're going to be poda the kachim to give it to the dog. That's generally something we do not do. Ella, Ema, I meant to say, Ose kedusha lamus. What I meant to say was, it has to die. That's the whole parenthesis comes out. No, not to go out to pasture. Not to go to pasture.
How does it die?
No, a hole in its lung. It's a kosher animal, a hole in its lung.
How does it die?
You let it die. Kill it. You can kill it.
Put it out to pasture.
No, not to pasture. To pasture means to get a mum. Put it in a closet. So, you donated an animal with a missing lung. Not a carbon. What do you do with it now? You have to redeem it? You can't redeem it. What are you redeeming it for? To give it to the dog? We don't do that. So what do you... I changed my mind. You don't redeem it. Almost, you have to kill it. You just have to kill it. You can shoot it in the head. You don't have to even lock it in the room. You can just kill it. Reboshi Amar, Eina Ela Kamakdash, Eitz of Avanu Bavad. Not even that. They didn't even get off the ground. They didn't even get it. It's like being donating. I want to donate that piece of wood as a carbon. No such thing. We tell you to go to a psychiatrist. No such thing. Same thing with a treifa. If you know it's a treifa. Tanan. So we have a Mishnah. We're going to learn later on in the week. Later on, next week. Kala kachim shenasu treifa. Any kachim that became a treifa after you donated it. You didn't know. At the time it was good. Then, somehow you know it got a treifa. Maybe the upper leg got broken. Or one of these treifas that you could see. Ain't podin osa, you don't redeem it. Lefisha ain't podin hakachim lachil maklavim. Because we don't redeem animals, we don't redeem treifas to feed the dogs. We don't do that. Taima denasu. That's because it happened afterwards. Ha, hayame ikara. What if it happened beforehand? What if you donated it already beforehand? It sounds like Podinoso. You can redeem it. That's what it sounds like. Right? Right? That's what it sounds like. Because it said afterwards. So the Gemara says, Dilma, no, maybe not. High Tana suffered. This Tana held. Any animal that can't be brought as a carbon doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf. However, Shmuel held the Chachamim that argue on that, that even a trefa that has Kedusha Zaguf, it doesn't have any pidyon. So it's a machlokas. Tashma. Now our Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Haklayim, V'yotzidofen, V'trefa, V'tumtum V'adogen, those five, Lokadoshin, V'lomakdishin. You cannot make them holy, and they can't make tumura either. V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Lo kadoshim b'tumura, v'lo makdishin lasos tumura. You can't make it into a carbon, and you can't make it into tumura either. One of the five is a trefa. And V'tanya, Amar Reb Meir, and Reb Meir said about that, V'chimiach hashen kadoshin, mehechon makdishin. One second. If you can't make a tumura animal out of it, that can make it into a carbon also. And we answered, El yatamotzi el makdish behema, v'achakach nitrefa. No, you makdish an animal, and then it became a trefa afterwards. Huh? Which implies that one second, that you were makdish it, and then it became a trefa. Haha, it's a trefa meikara, but if it was a trefa all along, lo nachtalei kedushas aguf. It won't go kedushas aguf. Right? Which is against Shmuel. Right? Shmuel said that trefa has kedushas aguf. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Shmuel, Dilma, Hach Tana Nami Savar, maybe this Tana held, Kol Hecha Delo Chazia Legufa, Lanachle Kedusha Zagof. Maybe that Tana held like that Shita, but I hold like the other Shita, that argue and hold that all Psulin, that are not Roy to be brought, have Kedusha Zagof, and therefore they can't make Tamura. So I argue on that.
What's the reason we require you to be part of the animal?
Because head kachem doesn't lose. So you donated something. You have to keep your promise. Hajadalach yesh karbanos. Hajadalach yesh karbanos. Hajadalach yesh karbanos. Okay.
Volume 2
of the Masif. Does anyone keeping track of that? Okay. Now, here we go. Elu kachim. Now, what happens? What happens to a tamura animal? You did tamura. You have animal A and animal B. What do you do with animal B, the tumor animal? Do you makrif it as a carbon? The answer is yes. Elu kachim, these animals, shevlado sehen, their vlads, utmuro sehen, and their tumuras, right? Kiyotzebehen, have the same rules as the main carbon, meaning a carbon ola, which could be a female, I think, yes. So if the carbon, you donated a carbon ola, and then it had a baby. The vlad is the same status as the mother. Whatever you do to the mother, you do to the child. Whatever you do to the animal, you do to the tamura animal. Same halachas. All the same halachas. What? This parak, we're going to have to go through every mishnah as another carbon. The chatzis is going to be different. And the asham, the first one's ola. Ola is the easiest one. Vlad shlamim, the vlad of a shlamim, utmuro son, and their tamuras. Vlad, 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 and Atzov Kalalam. This can go on forever. Every child, Harehen Kishlamim, just like a Shlamim. Tuunan Smicha, it requires Smicha, Vinesachim, Utnufas Chazav Vishok. Okay? All the same halachas.
Which is about Shlamim, saying.
Shlamim, yes. Well, I'm sorry, Shlamim. Shlamim. First one is Shlamim. Okay? Now, ask a simple Mishnah. Whatever happens to the Vlad and the Tamura, the same thing as the mother, as the main animal. All the same thing. No deviations. So first, the Gemara wants to know, why did it say, how many times did it say the word Vlad? It said Vlad, Vladon, Vladon, Adzov Kol Olam. So the Gemara says, one second, if the Vlad and the Vlad Vlad and the Vlad 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 is the same halachas, so what, is it the fourth generation different? Change the halachas. Why does it have to say Adzov Kol Doros? Isn't that obvious? Child, the grandchild, the great-grandchild. What, the great-great-grandchild has a lot of different halachas?
Maybe, yes.
Why would that be?
It's
right. So, one second. So, Kiva, the Tana, Vlad, Vlad, and Vladon, Adzov, Kol, Olam, Lamali. Why does it have to say forever? It's obvious forever. Told you, the grandchild, the great-grandchild. Well, I would say forever, it's obvious.
How did they get offspring? I mean, I can understand the Vlad at the time of shechting, but...
How could it have a Vlad Vlad? You slept along. You never shechted the Shlomim yet. And then the child had got married and had another child. Okay. It only takes 2-3 years for this to happen.
I thought it all had to be done within the year, then.
No, only some carbonos, not all. So Tana Didan.
Let's ask a different question. Why does it have to say Vlad, 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 Vlad? Why doesn't it just say Shlomim and all its offspring forever?
In the Chanami. The answer is going to answer that question also. So the answer is Tana Didan, Shmaya LeRabbi Eliezer. This Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Vlad Shlomim. I'm sorry, Tana Didan Shmaya LeRabbi Eliezer. This Tana heard what Rabbi Eliezer said. Rabbi Eliezer is going to argue, and he's going to hold Vlad Shlomim Lo Yikav Shlomim, that the Vlad of a Shlomim is not brought as a Shlomim. It's not. Rabbi, the whole every Mishnah in the next 3-4 blot is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. It's very confusing. Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, the great Rabbi Eliezer, he holds no, a Vlad of Shlomim is not brought as a Shlomim. Our Tana heard that, he couldn't believe that. He couldn't believe someone said that. He couldn't believe someone said that.
What does he say?
What? We'll get to what he says to do. V'amalei tana didan, lo mi boy of Vladan. Forget this, the son, for sure he's wrong, V'lo lo modina el afilu adzofa olam, lo modina lach. I don't agree about the child, not the grandchild, not the great-grandchild, not forever I don't agree with that. He's wrong on every angle. That's why he says it so many times. I argue on him on every angle I argue on Rabbi Eliezer. That's why he says it like that. Okay?
Is this talking about when you imagine a carbon that was already pregnant, or do you distinguish when it was not pregnant?
I don't know if it makes a difference. Now, Menahani Mili, how do you know that this is right? How do you know what our Mishnah said is true? That the Vlad and the Tumura of a carbon has the same halachas as the Shlomim, as the real Shlomim. How do you know that? Where do you get that from? After all, Rabbi Eliezer argues. So where does this come from? So, this is not so easy. Tanur Rabbanan. It says like this. Zachar. It says Zachar. Now, it says, where does it say Zachar? So Rashi it says, Im Zevach Shlomim Karbano, Im Anabakar Hu Makriv, Im Zachar, Im Nikeva, Tomim Yakrivenu. If it's a male, if it's a female. Those are extra. We already know that a Shlomim could be a male or a female. So why would I say Im Zachar, Im Nikeva? Zachar, Rabbi says Avlad. Zachar includes the Vlad. Valodinu. And actually, it's a Kal v'chomer. Matmura. She'en gedule hektish kreva. The gedule hektish of Tmura are not brought. Matmura. She'en gedule hektish. Kreva. What does that mean? A Tmura is not the offspring of a carbon. It's the Tmura of a carbon. So it's one step removed, not a child. It's more removed, nevertheless. Kreva, it's brought, Vlad, shegedule hektish eno din sheikarif. So Vlad's mamish the offspring. So for sure it should be brought. So Gemara says, wait a minute. So why do I need a pasuk? It's obvious. Malatmura, shekinav hektish b'chala kachim. But tmura applies by every kachim. Every animal, every kachim has tmura. Tomer b'vlad, sheinu noeg b'chala kachim. A Vlad is not noeg in all animals, only noeg in females. Not every animal is a female. Not every carbon is a female. Ain't a karev. You're not going to have a Vlad in every situation. However, ain't a noeg b'chal hakachim. Since it's not going to happen in every single situation, maybe you can't learn tmura. You can't learn Vlad from tmura because Vlad's not in every situation. Tamad lomar zachar la'avet has a Vlad. So the Torah says zachar la'avet has a Vlad. Nikeva. What's the word nikeva? L'rabos ha'tmura. To include the tmura. Wouldn't you think the word Nekeva would include the Vlad, and the word Zacha would make the Tmura? Isn't Nekeva much more in line, in sync with the Vlad? Since Nekeva, the Gemara is going to answer that question in a minute. Right? Well, what's the Hava meaning here, right? So the Gemara is going to answer that question in a minute. So before we get to that, Ein li ela Tmura. Ein li ela Tmuros. Tmuros Tmimen, Uvlad Tmimen. That kedusha is chal on a tamur that's tamim, on a vlad that's tamim. we know that tamur is chal on a balmum. Now you can't bring that one, but the tamur is chal. You get malchus for that. Right. You transfer the kedusha to a balmum, you get malchus. Why? Tamura. Aye, it's a balmum. Okay, we're not going to bring it, but you get malchus. But how do I know that? Vlad balimumin, utamur is balimumin minayin. How do we know? How do we know what? That they have the din of a shlomim. Talmud lomar im zachar l'rabos vlad balimumin im nekeva l'rabos tamuras balimumin im. Amalei Rav Safra Labaya, Epechana. Should I switch those? We move them around? Should I switch them around? Right? What Rav Safra meant to ask was that the im of the Nekeva should include the Vlad, and the im of the Zachar should include the Tamura. The im only. So Abaye answers back, no. Mistabra, Mimakam Shin is Rabbit Tamura's Tamimin, is Rabbit Tamura's Balmum. No. The Zachar, we learn out of the Zachar, we learn out Vlad. So from Im, we learn out of Vlad Balmum. From the cave, we learn out Tamura. So from the Im, the cave, we learn out of Balmum, that's a Tamura. Right? So, Amalei, no. You, Sister Safi, you missed my question. Mi Kamina Lach Lepuch, Im Zachar, Im the Keva, and Akul and Kor Kamina. I want to change the whole thing around. The whole Limit I want to change around. Ema Zachar Rabbis as Tamura, Nekevas Rabbis as a Vlad. Shouldn't Nekevas be include Vlad? Because Nekevas have Vlads? Why is the word Nekeva, the word extra? The Pasuk could have gotten the same point across if it wouldn't have said Im Zachar Im Nekeva. So from the words Im Nekeva, we learn out that if the Tamura of a carbon, of a Shlamim, is treated like a Shlamim. From the word Nekeva, we learn out Tamura, from the word Zachar, we learn out Vlad. Shouldn't it be the other way around? So Gemara says, Amalei, listen to this, Vlad, I'm not sure this answer, Vlad, Lashon, Zachar, Mashma. Vlad is a Lashon, Zachar. Tamura, Lashon, Nekeva, Mashma. I'm not sure what that means.
It's a
dictative thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Sounds like it's a
dictative
thing.
A Vlad is a Vlad. It's not male or female.
That's what it says?
No, it is.
What?
Vlad is Zachar and...
Tamura is Nekeva?
Nekeva.
Right. So the dictative thing? So the dictative beats what the common sense?
Maybe yes.
Now, we just said a minute ago that if you do tamura on a balmum, it's the din of a shlamim. If the vlad is a balmum, the vlad of a shlamim is a balmum, it's the din of a shlamim. Now you can't bring them because they have mums. So the Gemara says, l'may hilchasa. Regarding what does that have the din of a balmum, of the din of a shlamim, in what regard? In what way? Amar Shmuel says, Likarev, the Aliba, the Rebbe Elazar. According to Rebbe Elazar. Okay? What does that mean? So, for this, we need... Thank goodness Michael's giving us tomorrow. Hopefully. At the end, it's really at the end, so it's really mine. Listen to this. There's a Mishnah tomorrow that says like this. Hamafrish nekeva v'ola. You're not allowed to be mafrish in a keva for an ola. Olas are only males. What if somebody was mafrish in a keva for an ola? He did that by mistake. Or even b'mezah, what's the difference? He was mafrish in a keva for an ola. So the Gemara tomorrow is going to say, Hamafrish nekeva l'ola. The Yolda, now it is a child. Gives birth to a Zachar. So is that Zachar now an Ola? You hear this? You're not allowed to mafrish an Ola as a Nekeva. It's not such a thing. Torah doesn't say that at all. But you did it anyway. You don't know what you're doing. Now that Ola had a baby. Had a male. So does that child now a Zachar? Is that child now an Ola? It says the Hamafrish Nekeva Ola, the Yolda Vlad, Karavola. That animal's brought as an Ola. Afagav, the email lo chazik, even though the mother can't be brought. Because the mother's a female. Right? Hachanami, karve, bring it. Afagav, the email lo chazia. Even though the mother is no good. No, the mother was a balmum.
Right.
The mother was a balmum. So even though the mother can't be brought, but the baby can be brought. Well, tomorrow you can do the same thing with an ola, with a female ola. Same story. So what's the difference over here?
That's a different case.
What?
Worst case, different case.
Why? So it's even worse in a way.
No, it's
not applicable. It's like saying, I want to do something, you can't do it. I want to be a woman.
Ah, so Ma'a de Tema, I would have said, Kika Amma Rabbi Eliezer, Ola, the Ikashem Ola Alimo. There's a shame Ola on the mother. Avalhani, but over here, Vodas Lo Krevi, what do the child children have nothing to do? No Shaykhs. Kamashalan, they can be brought. Barpada Amar, no. I don't hold with that at all. Luria, they just have to go get out of the pasture, right? Valiba Dibriya call, and everybody can hold like that. Rava Amar, Likarev, Valiba Drabi Elazar, Rav Papa Amar, Luria, Valiba Dibriya call. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, Vahai Tana, Maithi Lamehacha, our Tana brought from over here, the halachas of a Vlad Tmura. There's another source. It says, Rak Kachecha, Elu Tmuros. Rak Kachecha, Elu Tmuros. Asher Yiyulach, Elu Vlados. Tisa Ubasa, come to the Beis HaMikdash. Yachal Yachnisu the Beis HaBechira. I would think you could bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yim Namehen Mayim Vazak Kadesh Yimutsu. And don't feed them so they should die. Talmud Lomar, no, Vasisa Olzecha, Abasa V'adam. Whatever you do, Kederach Shatanorek Be'ola, Atonek Be'tmura. Whatever you do to the Ola, you do to the Tamura. Kederach Shatanorek Be'shlamim, Atonek Be'vladei Shlamim, Be'tmura. Whatever you do to the animal, right? Whatever you do to the Vladim, you do to the same thing. Yachal Kala Kachim Kain. I would think all Kachim are like this. Talmud Lomar, Rak, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? I would think all Kachim are like that. We're going to see the next few days the other Kachim are different. No. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Anatar, I don't need all those Pesukim. Harry Omer says, Asham who Karev, Vein Tumasar Kreva. Now, Asham's different. I don't need this Pasuk for that. I already know what Asham's going to be different, because there's a Pasuk for that. I think it's the last Pasuk in Parashas Vayikra. Asham who, Asham Hashem, funny Pasuk like that. He said, Rabbi Kiva learns from that Pasuk. There's no such thing as a Tumura by an Asham to be brought. You don't bring them. You're over an Aveira for Tumura, but you don't bring it. Only by Islam we bring it. So, Amar Mar, Tisa Uva Asa, we just said, come bring the carbon. Yachal, I would think, Yachnisan, Lebeis HaBechira. You can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not tasty. Why would I think that? Hakiva de Gamir Chamesh Chatos. The answer is, right, I'll tell you why I would think that. Hakiva de Gamir Chamesh Chatos Hanach Mikrav Kravi. What does that mean? Right, five chatas have to die. Hanach, Mikrav Kravi. This one could be brought. So he said, bring it over here. Now the tema, I would have thought, Chamesh chatos methos, b'chol makom, v'hanach yamusu, b'beis ha-bechira, kamash malam. The other five, you could lock in a room, in the closet, anywhere. These five, but this one, the Vlad of the Tumura, you have to, they'd only die in the Beis HaMikdash, kamash malam. No, the kamash malam what? That they could be brought on the Mizbeach. Fine. What? They're not left to die. They could be brought on the Mizbeach. All right, so we'll stop here on Marmar, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.